Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one show for mortgage and real estate. A lot going on. I'm sure there's a lot of perspective on the marketplace today with what is going on in the markets and mortgage rates and kind of housing in general. We've got just the experts to kind of talk about that today with us. So we've got the Kimberly Majette Group here. Kim, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Brandon, thank you so much for having us. We are happy to be here today.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot, we'll kind of get this off talking about the current market. A lot of interesting perspectives out there right now with, you know, I just got a note that, you know, the local soccer club's been shut down due to the coronavirus. Lots of things to think about. How does that, you know, really affect the housing industry in general? We'll get into specifics about that, but just kind of give us a quick generalization of kind of what's taking place right now in the market.
Sure. We, you know, I think everybody's a little bit nervous right now. We're seeing that kind of happening. We've seen it over the last probably week or so. We have a lot of listings, the higher price point.
Yeah.
We've seen that just kind of slow down a little bit. We see that with our buyers. I think they're losing some money in the market. Sure. And that's kind of just making everybody jump back a little bit and just kind of hold tight. They're just not sure what to do. I think they want to just wait and see what's going to happen. We're seeing our showings slow down, and I think everybody's just a little bit nervous, wanting to wait and see kind of what's going to happen and where the market's going to go.
Yeah, certainly immense volatility right now, and
yes.
and with that, of course, the uncertainty of everything. So, you know, if you've got questions, if you need expert guidance, give us a call anytime during or after the show. We'll be happy to help. 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. With all the volatility right now, you know, the market kind of crashed, you know, last week. Rates, you know, kind of fell off a cliff. Everybody and their mom was talking about it on social media, you know, whether, you know, your Facebook group or your local real estate agent or lenders, we're all kind of posting, you know, rates low, refinance. And then there's this huge mini refinance boom, right? And now, because of all this uncertainty, rates have climbed way up, actually, believe it or not. And so what with rates going up right now in this very, very unique market, what does that kind of do on the outlook of, you know, some of your current buyers? Obviously, may have lost some money in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Are they completely pulling back? Are they still out looking for houses? What's kind of the deal there?
You know, I think it just depends on what situation they're in. We definitely have some buyers that are already under contract on a home, and so they're looking to either move locally and they're looking to sell their current home. Or we have a lot of buyers right now, our sellers actually, that are reaching out to us, and they're not sure if they're going to refinance or if they're wanting to move that equity from another home in the area. So kind of what we do when we have our sellers in that situation is we'll meet with a seller and we'll sit down with them and we'll look at their current situation and we'll go through their home. And so what we're doing is we're looking at their home and we're walking through their home, looking at any upgrades that they've done with their home, looking in their neighborhood. And what you have to understand, in your neighborhood, every neighborhood has a ceiling to it. So in your neighborhood, and depending on the upgrades that you've done to your home, or the upgrades that you want to do to your home. So, you know, you need to look at where rates are right now. And it's a weird market, like you said, Brandon. You know, even yesterday rates were a lot different than where they are today, right?
Right.
So it can be tricky. But it just depends on what we can sell your home for with the upgrades that you've done or the upgrades that you want to do. And so we'll sit down with you. We'll provide a seller net sheet for you, determine what you can sell your home for versus if you can move that equity to a different home, into a different neighborhood that has a higher ceiling. And what I mean by a ceiling for that neighborhood is every neighborhood has a ceiling to it. And so you can drop a certain amount of money in upgrades into your home that you're just not going to get back. So if you're looking for a home that you want to do a lot of upgrades to, you might be better off moving that equity into a different neighborhood. That way that equity that you have in your current home can grow into a different neighborhood. So with rates right now, it's just a matter of talking with us, seeing what you can sell your home for, talking with a lender such as yourself to see where rates are and what your next mortgage payment might look like in a new home.
Yeah, it's a really good point talking about the ceiling of particular neighborhood, and it really goes into like the baseline fundamentals of real estate. And that's, of course, why we have you on the show, Kim. So and certainly in times like this where the market's all over the place, you know, rates are going, you know, up and down, so much uncertainty in the marketplace, it's really important to keep a perspective on the baseline fundamentals of real estate. What do you see as kind of the things, whether we're in a hot market, slow market, mid-market, what are those baseline fundamentals that you always, you know, kind of coach your prospective home buyers, home sellers? What are those things that they should really keep in mind?
Yeah, well, and, you know, when we talk about upgrades and stuff like that, you know, right now, I think everybody is a little bit nervous, especially when it comes to spending money. And unfortunately, when we're in a time like this, I think people pull back. So they're not wanting to put money into the economy, which can be it can be a bad thing and makes people nervous. But it's that right there. You have to understand where we pull values for a home. And that's based on comparables. And, you know, what makes your home worth something is based on a comparable home, and that's what your neighbors sold for, essentially.
Right.
And so you don't want to drop, you know, $20,000 into your home if we're not going to be able to get that back out. And so that's where you have to stay solid, is knowing eventually what's going to make your home worth something. And so one of the things that we do when we come in and evaluate your home and what we offer, and I'll kind of give people an idea of how we do our listing appointments. One of the values that we add is we do a full staging consultation. And so what that looks like and why that's important is, as you have buyers in the market today, we compete with a lot of new construction in our area. And so a staging consult, and that can be valuable up to, I mean, sometimes staging's worth $3,500. And so Jackie, my buyer's agent, she's actually here with us. She's a certified stager. And so Jackie, do you kind of want to tell them what a staging consult entails and what that looks like?
Yeah. So when we go into a home, we chat with everybody and we want to make your home stand out. And we always talk about every home needs staging. There's no price range where it doesn't work, and there's no price range that doesn't want more money.
Right. So it certainly separates it, for sure.
Right. We go in and review the home. We walk through with the clients, and we kind of just break it down how to change the space to create a bigger pool of buyers that are interested in
the home. Make it more marketable to the general population.
Right.
Sure.
So we just think that it's critical when it's a communication tool.
What are some of the things that you look for when you're walking through the house with some clients? What are the things that you look for? And when you're giving advice, you know, do you get some, you know, some pushback? Obviously, people get very emotionally tied to how they've, you know, decorated their house, whether it's very ugly or not. How do you handle that with your clients?
I think everybody has their own particular style, but we're going in to depersonalize. We're not going in to decorate. And we try to let everybody know that, you know, your style is great, but we want to connect with a wider range of people. So we go in and suggest maybe changing paint colors or upgrading certain things that you will see a return on.
Maybe that's why I'm not an agent. I'd be probably too blunt. I would tell them this is actually very ugly.
Well,
we need to change this.
There's ways of saying things, and you know, sometimes people that are coming in to buy that home might find that particular piece of furniture and they want to put it into the offer. So if it's something that you value and love, we will take it out, and that's how we go about that.
Very good, very good. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. We've got the Kimberly Majette Group here in studio with us. So, Kim, it's not, you know, all doom and gloom in the marketplace. Obviously, we're in a small blip here. You know, going back to, you know, let's say November, December, what are the kind of the market shifts that you've seen over the past, you know, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah. So, you know, November, December, it was interesting. We had a bunch of sellers that would reach out to us. And they said, you know, we're super excited. We want to put our house on the market, but we just don't want to do it right now. And we see that a lot. And, you know, I'd ask them, okay, why? And they said, we just want to wait for that spring market. And I think, kind of what we're seeing is that perfect storm almost, because we had a bunch of people that reached out to us and we were like, okay, we'll hang tight. And, believe it or not, December is usually a great month for us. I think we had 10 closings in the month of December.
Yeah.
And so then we had a bunch of clients that just waited to list until, you know, end of January, February. And so I think that's kind of contributing to this early spring, market that we have. And so we have a bunch of, inventory right now. And so I think that's kind of adding to why some of the showings have slowed down a little bit. And again, I think, Brandon, it depends on the price point that you're in. If you're kind of in that 250 to 350, maybe, high 300,000 price point, yeah. Houses are still flying off the market. They really are. I mean, we just have such a strong economy down here and a strong housing market. You get into the, you know, mid fours, high fives, mid fives, close to sixes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit slower. And I think really, I think that's just because we have a high inventory right now. And we have some smart buyers in the market right now. They have a high inventory to pick from and they're savvy and they're not quick to make an offer, especially with timing. I mean, it's early March and generally those buyers are looking to buy for schools and they don't have to be in a house right now. So I think everybody's a little bit nervous right now because of what's going on. But at the same time, I think it's just timing right now as well with a high inventory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I guess my business has mirrored that for the past number of years where we have, you know, very, very actually big closings in December.
Yes.
And it's always kind of been a slim January. I think everybody's trying to get in before the holidays, before the new year, and then they kind of take a break to kick off the year. But I think we saw a very, very early spring buying season this year where, you know, busy December kind of bled right into a busy January. And now we're kind of maybe seeing, you know, a little uncertainty in the market, a little bit of pullback. So it's but it's still pretty hot on the kind of the first time home buyer market, that 350 and below.
It is. Yeah. And you might be able to talk to this a little bit better. We get a little a lot of first time home buyers that, you know, once they talk to a lender such as yourself and they're not sure of how to get into the market just because there's that misconception that they have to have the full 20% to get it into right. a home. And we let them know that's not true. They're quick to buy just because it's still such a better deal to buy than it is to rent.
That's always, you know, most of the battle is actually convincing people that, you know, they can be approved. They can buy a house now.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different, you know, programs and products out there that are certainly beneficial for first-time home buyers, low down payment to no down payment. And, of course, you know, rates are, you know, just still at historical lows.
Right. We talk about them going up, but
right.
They're still ridiculously
right.
low.
It's still extremely cheap money, especially when you compare on a historical basis. You know, our parents were, you know, paying 18% on
right.
our home, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so just the buying power that affords you, whether we're at 3%, 4%, or even if we're going to claw back to 5%, I don't see that happening this year. But, you know, just say we're sticking around 4%. The buying power of 4% on a 30-year mortgage is fantastic. So much cheaper than rent. And again, you know, getting that information out is just one of the reasons why we do this show, is to really educate our communities, get the information out that, you know, you too can be pre-qualified. You can purchase a home with little to no money down. You know, it's not the old Wild West days, you
right.
know, when I, you know, got in the business back in 2004, you know, for that kind of 6-year period where if you were breathing, you could get a loan. You know, we're still going to make sure that you can handle the payment, that you aren't going to default. But it is easy to get approved and get in a home, purchase your own home in this market.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you mentioned education, and I kind of made some notes to talk on that. It's so important to make sure if you're working with a realtor that they're an educated realtor.
It's unbelievably important.
and you know, you would think that is just something that is assumed, but it's
right.
not. We are real big on education. We constantly are in education probably once a month. whether that's our required education or, you know, we're with Keller Williams, which is the number one training firm.
Do have fantastic training, that's for sure.
We do. We do, and that's super important. You know, South Carolina just put out a new contract this year, and so it's just important that you, if you're working with a realtor, just in your interview with that realtor, ask them questions. You know, make sure that you know that your realtor is educated, they're up to date on everything. You know, we can kind of go through what to expect on a listing appointment
So let's get up to date real quick. So
sure.
let's start with that South Carolina contract. Okay. We haven't talked about it too much yet on the show here. So what are the changes? Because state of South Carolina introduced a new purchase contract this year for the agreement between the buyers and the sellers.
Yep.
What are those changes? Why is it a big deal?
Yeah, so it's we're super excited about it. Actually, it's great. So one of the big changes is that South Carolina switched from counting days to actually there's dates on the contract now. So it used to be super frustrating because
kind of get away from the ambiguity of
And so now it's solid dates. Some of the other changes that are on there is now it actually protects the seller. They actually put a date on there that the earnest money that the buyer has to turn in. There's a solid date on there that if that date's not turned in, that the seller can actually terminate the contract. So before it was just kind of up in the air, right? So if the buyer's agent and the buyer didn't actually turn in that earnest money, the seller didn't really have any solid ramifications on that. So that's huge. They added repairs. So it was always kind of frustrating as a seller's agent when it came to repairs. What was maintenance? Or I know one of the big ones for us that we struggled with, and I know a lot of listing agents would agree with me, was kind of a fogged window. They specifically list that on there now that that's not a seller paid item.
They went into that detail.
They did. Okay. Yes. They got a lot more specific on that. Some of the other, they actually specifically list out repair versus due diligence. And I can get into that if we need to. But if you're interviewing an agent, make sure an agent knows the difference between a repair addendum and due diligence.
Kind of give us a quick summation of what the difference is.
Okay. Yeah. If you're going on a repair addendum, it's basically going to be one check that you cut to the attorney or the brokerage firm that's holding that money. Once you go on to repairs, your buyer's going to request repairs that you want fixed, and the seller and the buyer have to agree. If you don't agree, then that earnest money is up for negotiation. And if you can't agree as to who gets that earnest money back, essentially the contract is terminated, and then you go to court as to who gets that earnest money back.
Gotcha. And typically it's getting resolved before it gets to that point.
It is. Yep. With due diligence, in my opinion, and some agents might disagree, due diligence is a little bit cleaner. And North Carolina is a straight due diligence state.
Right.
South Carolina is going that direction, but it can go either way depending on how the contract's negotiated. But with due diligence, you're going to have one check cut to the attorney or the brokerage firm, and you're going to have two amounts. So if your earnest money is $3,000 and your due diligence is $1,000, the attorney is going to hold that one a check. But you're going to have a certain amount of days, which is your due diligence days, for the buyer to come in, pull their inspections. And the buyer decides, you know, depending on what they found in the inspections or if they just decide not to purchase the house, the due diligence money then goes straight to the seller and the difference comes back to the buyer. In my opinion, it's a little bit cleaner cut. There's kind of no arguing over it. And then the seller has that due diligence money, which is essentially their compensation for pulling their house off the market.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest takeaway, right? If you're paying due diligence, it's a
pay to play.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously the seller has financial ramifications for taking their house off the market. And it's agreement between, you know, the two of you that that due diligence money is now the seller's, regardless of what may happen.
Right. Yep.
That's a good way to put it. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I am your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Got the Kimberly Majette Group here in studio with us. Keller Williams Realty. I didn't say that in the beginning. You know, obviously, you know, talked about the market shifts. And, you know, what is your outlook? You know, this whole coronavirus thing, I think we'll get it under wraps. We'll move on. What do you see as maybe some leftover consequences of of kind of the marketplace? I mean, obviously it's greater than real estate, right? I mean, we're sure. talking about, you know, manufacturing supply chains, you know, certainly the big companies that have big manufacturing plants in China, such as, you know, Apple and Microsoft, that type of thing, are going to see, you know, some pullback in their revenues and their profits for the first quarter. Does that have any effect in the real estate over the next year? You know, what is your expert opinion on 2020 real estate?
Yeah, you know, of course, it's going to affect the real estate market. I think everything trickles down.
Right.
People still move. People still get divorced. People still have job changes. I think right now in the temporary short time, I think it's probably going to affect our days on market on homes, which, of course, affects our sales price.
Meaning the homes are going to stay on listed for sale for a little bit longer than what's maybe has been typical.
Possibly. Okay. Yes. Like I said, initially, I think we're seeing buyers just kind of pulling back a little bit, and possibly those buyers that don't have to move. That might take some of those buyers out of the market or at least slow them down a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, as a listing agent, the last thing we like to see is high days on market. Because as a buyer's agent, if you come in to make an offer and you see high days on market, I think that's one of the things you look at when you're deciding what type of offer to make. It's a deciding factor.
How do you prepare, you know, if you've got sellers on the market right now, mm-hmm. you know, and again, I don't want to harp too much on this, but it is reality right now,
sure.
as far as the just perception, right? So how do you prepare your listers, your sellers who are on market? Say, hey, we're going to experience, you know, potential slowdown. We may not have any buyers come looking at your house right now. Like, how do you prepare them for that?
Yeah, so obviously one of the things that we take into consideration when pricing a home is always motivation. And so if they're motivated to move and they need to move right away, then that obviously affects our list price. So, you know, I'm just having those conversations with my sellers, you know, and if they're not in a hurry and they're willing to sit it out a little bit, I think the rest of the market kind of understands that, hey, days on market are going to be a little bit higher simply because of what the economy is going through right now. But if we have sellers that, you know, are in a situation where they have to move, then we might be looking at doing, you know, a price improvement.
Yeah.
So it's on a case-by-case basis.
Sure. So on the flip side, you of course, you're working with home buyers. Jackie, you're working with a lot of the home buyers. What does your conversation look like with them right now in this particular market where, you know, maybe they are some motivated sellers out there and they're paying attention to the market and, you know, they don't, you know, who knows what's going to happen right over the next few weeks or even months. What is your conversation with them, you know, to maybe go out and make good offers?
Yeah, we've been looking around. I know that we were talking about inventories high. Buyers, not so much. So we're seeing new homes hit the market every day. So we've kind of been taking it slow and making wise choices. And, you know, we do put in an offer. It's going to be, yeah, days on market makes a big difference when putting in an offer.
I think we can certainly all agree that, you know, in good times and bad times, you know, it's okay to kind of move a little bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're fully educated on what you're doing and what you want to accomplish, and then make the right decision. And again, that goes back to making sure you're surrounded by a great team of people who are experts in their field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Kimberly Majette Group team, and making sure you're working with people who've got your interest in mind and have the expertise to execute on your interest.
Yeah, one, it makes you question. We've been in such a strong seller's market, and if we switch to a bear market, are we looking at a buyer's market?
It would be a very quick shift if so. I think we were, you know, all certainly anticipating. And this, you know, again, this could be very, very small, you know, blip in the radar. But
sure.
I think we're all expecting, you know, a seller's market to continue. What would kind of be the ramifications if we did have a real shift in the marketplace?
Well, it's so interesting because so many of our clients that we work with are two-sided clients. We have buyers and sellers. And so, you know, we balance that out because we always make a strong offer for our buyers. And at the same time, we bring in a strong offer for them as sellers.
Yeah.
And that's why it's such a an interesting market right now with rates being low because we're getting, you know, multiple offers or full price offers, and then turn around and they're making strong offers. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks to see what happens with the market.
That I think that's the one certainty.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be interesting to figure out kind of what the next few weeks transpire. We talked about, you know, so many events, you know, being canceled.
Yes.
But do not cancel your house plans. Get out there and if you need to buy, it's a good time to do so. And it's still a great time to sell, too.
Well, with soccer being canceled, why not come show a house?
I know. My weekends are now free for the next few weekends.
That's right.
No soccer for a little while due to the coronavirus. So, but anyway, yeah. So, you know, I would love to, you know, we've talked, you know, talk with you, talk with Jackie. Kind of introduce us to your newest team member.
Yes.
And what that means kind of for your buyers and sellers.
Yes. So this is Jessica. She recently joined our team. She's our admin. She is wonderful. She does pretty much all of our contract to close, our marketing. Jessica, you want to tell me a little about yourself?
Yeah. So quick background on me. I'm not new to the real estate, world. I worked for an attorney for several years as a closing paralegal. So
good
I'm very
background
familiar.
For that. Yeah.
And then also worked for a lender in the area as well for a little while doing excellent. Some processing of mortgages. So I'm familiar with that.
And you made it out.
And then, yeah. yeah. Right. I also have a pretty good background in trust and estates, which can sometimes come into play when you're thinking about buying or selling, especially in this area. A lot of people have trusts already in place and property titled a certain way. So that's exciting. This is really exciting for me. I'm really glad to be jumping into something new. And although we were joking on the way over how, of course, the coronavirus would show up now as I'm starting something new and
sure.
you know, but I'm really excited about it. I'm really looking forward to how I can help Kimberly and her team and our clients.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, having additional team members, Kim, you know, kind of brings a different level of service right to your clients. Jessica, what are some of the things that you're doing that you've kind of bring to the team to kind of help those clients, you know, during the process of buying a new home or selling their home, to just kind of keep them in the loop and make sure that everything's going smooth and according to plan?
Yeah, I think you just said it. The biggest thing is keeping them in the loop and making sure that they understand that they are important and that we want to make sure that we are available. And sometimes Kimberly may be busy with just on site with other or out of the office in general, but I can be more available in helping them through a process, especially with lots of paperwork and things like that that has to happen. And so communication is the biggest key, I think, for me, is making sure that there is a communication window always available for them and that they're not having to wait for a return phone call for a very long period of time and things like that, and just keeping them in the loop and how this process is going to work and streamlining it for them. Because I know when you start pulling in lenders and attorneys and all these you know, and real estate agents on both sides, and it can kind of get overwhelming for people. And so my main goal is to make sure we keep things on really layman's terms and how do we just make it really a seamless process.
Of all the complaints I've heard about, you know, in the real estate industry for the last 15 years, being over communicated has never been one of them.
Exactly.
So what are some of those things that you do that you implement to kind of streamline that process that you mentioned?
Well, I mean, just getting started this week on, you know, kind of getting thrown in here. Kimberly is really killing it, so I'm really excited. But jumping into some of these transactions kind of in the middle of them and just, you know, introducing myself, making sure they know I'm available, that Kimberly and Jackie are always available as well, but I'm here to help. And so communicating with them through appointments and things that are a lot of people, a lot of activity in and out of your home now that you've decided to list it. And so working with them on scheduling open houses, and we do something pretty that I think is really unique called a home book, where we put information about this particular piece of property together. That's something I just started on this week, as a matter of fact. So I'm learning that too, but it's really impressive. I told Kimberly my first week that I couldn't believe how the staging process works, because to me, it seems like it could be overwhelming, but it totally works. It totally works. Yeah. And so I'm already seeing that. And so, going through a process of selling a home, I've done that before myself, and that wasn't even an option. And so it's just really interesting to see how those small little things and those small little details can really matter and affect days on market.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think in general terms that buyers and sellers and people who are getting mortgages really understand all the moving pieces that are going on that they're unaware about. I certainly know it's true in my world where, you know, I'll get a question and, well, we're actually working on about 15 different things
right now.
That you're completely unaware of to make it a fantastic experience, to make it a smooth experience, to get you to the closing table. And the real estate side is of course no different. You guys are doing a lot. It's not just, you know, showing a house and doing that type of thing. So I'm sure you contribute a lot during that process.
Yes, I think I'm just really excited about making sure that it is a seamless process, and I'm really a stickler on getting as much information as possible up front, so I'm not having to what I call pepper our client over and over with email after email. Go ahead and get me as much as information as I can up front, so I can take care of things for you. And so how awesome is it if you get your house listed, you get your house sold, and then the next few phone calls are do this, and then you're closing.
Right.
That's really awesome, instead of having to deal with email after email or request after request. So that's my role.
It does make a substantial difference just in the overall experience and just the feel of the process. So if you want that same feel, give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Got the Kimberly Majette Group here in studio with us. Kim, what else have we not talked about that's been, you know, high on your radar recently?
Yeah, so Brandon, what we're seeing right now is we're, like I said, going back to the high inventory. You know, we're kind of struggling with how to get our sellers' houses to stand out. And kind of one of the things that we're seeing is sellers that are wanting to list with like a flat fee MLS. And unfortunately, once we struggle with that, we're dealing with against high days on market. And so what that is they pick with a flat fee MLS is you pay $500 or a certain fee, it puts you in the MLS. And so that was kind of, you know, when you're dealing with homes that are high inventory homes, and then you decide to list with a professional agent, that's something that we really struggle with. So what we have to do is we have to come in and we have to fight against that. And so some of the things that we do to combat against that, or if you have people that have multiple streets or multiple homes on the same street as you, we have to have our sellers stand out. And so what we do is we have a highly comprehensive marketing plan. And so that's how our sellers stand out. The biggest thing that you can do with your marketing plan is that and have a good listing price. And so the way that we decide how we're going to list our sellers is going back to comps.
Right.
And then we're going to sit down with our sellers. And if you have an agent that comes in to list your home, there should be certain things that you're going to expect from your listing agent. They should bring in a full comprehensive CMA, which is that competitive market analysis, bringing in, you know, your comps. They should provide for you a seller net sheet, which is going to be what you're going to net after you list your home and sell your home. An agent should be able to provide for you contacts, which is going to be an attorney that can help you. They should be able to provide, if you're looking to purchase another home, they should be able to provide lenders for you. They should be able to
provide one lender,
a preferred lender, preferably. They should be able to provide licensed plumbers and electricians, because that's important once you go under contract. You know, sellers always want to ask what your commission is, but once you go under contract, it is going to cost you money when you get into cost of repairs. Right. And so if your realtor doesn't have good connections and contacts, it's going to cost you more money. Some of the other things that you want to ask an agent when you're interviewing them is going to be testimonials. They should be able to have testimonials from past clients.
I think it comes out of ignorance, and I don't use that word in a, you know, a condescending way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are just trained to what's your fee or what's your rate.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. You know, sure, that matters, I guess. But it's really the last question you should be asking.
Right.
The things that you just mentioned are really the questions that a home seller should be asking. Who are you connected with? You know, who's going to help, you know, if and when I get my home inspection, what repairs are going to be needed? What contacts can get over here and get the job done correctly? Those are the questions that, you know, that are so much more important. What are the differences between you and the flat fee service that are going to excel at to actually sell my home quicker and quite frankly, for more money?
Well, and it's for more money. And I can't tell you how many times I'll see somebody that goes with either a flat fee agent or even just an agent that's not local to the area. And then they'll post on Facebook or something, hey, I need an electrician, or I just pulled inspections, you know, the buyer just pulled inspection on my house. I need help navigating through that. Your realtor should be doing all of that for you. And that's where they earn their commission, and that's where they're going to save you money. So you need to be having these conversations with your realtor during, or your who you're looking at hiring during that listing agent or that listing appointment. They shouldn't just be coming through, putting a contract in front of you to sign. And also talking about commission, you know, as the seller, yes, you are paying that buyer's agent commission. You really want to look at how much you're paying to that buyer's agent, because that is advertised in the MLS. And if you short that, you know, you're looking at fighting what new construction pays for your buyer's agent. And so just, you really want to have that conversation with that listing agent as well as to what percentage of commission is getting paid to the buyer's agent side.
Yeah. Certainly, hopefully, you are not shortening the buyer's agent, because, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into bringing buyers to your home that you want to sell. And buyer's agents that are putting in that effort are going to see, you know, your reduction of commission to them, and they're just not going to show your house. That's the truth of the matter. When you meet buyers that are, and you're doing that listing presentation that, and going over all that, do buyers have, every buyer has a price in their mind, right?
Sellers.
Sellers, I apologize. A lot of it's sometimes just kind of based on wishful thinking. Do you feel that most of them actually have a gauge on where they should be at price in the market?
I think most sellers are pretty reasonable. And I always like to ask the sellers kind of where they like to price the home. Very few sellers actually ask me to reduce my commission after we have a full conversation. And once I'm able to explain comps to them and show them where the home should be priced, we're usually able to come to a reasonable listing price. The other thing too is I always get the conversation, or generally we'll get the conversation with sellers of, well, let's start high and then we can come down. And that's a conversation that is generally difficult for sellers to grasp the concept of. If we start high and come down, then my sellers lose leverage.
Right. It's going to look like something's wrong with the property.
Right. Because a buyer's agent's going to come in, and the second they see that there's been a price improvement, or if the home is overpriced.
Which is a price decrease.
A price decrease. That's right. It's our fancy way of coming down.
A little spin.
That's right. Our little spin on it. Salesy. Or if the home's overpriced, and it goes back to our conversation of there are smart buyers in the industry right now in the market, the home's going to sit. And so when buyer's agents see that a home is sit, which we have high days on market, and there's been a price improvement, we're not going to get a full price offer. And so immediately, as a buyer's agent, that's kind of the first two things they look at when they're looking at putting in an offer. So if there's high days on market and a price improvement, you're most likely going to get less than you would have had we priced the home correctly and gotten a full price offer. So let's price it right the first time. Let's have low days on market. Let's have less showings, which is less stress for you. And let's sell it right and move it and get more money.
Which is all to say, hire the right agent.
That's correct.
Hire the experts.
Hire the experts.
Give us a call anytime during or after the show if you need to hire the experts. So that's 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Culver. We've got the Kimberly Majette Group here in the studio with us. Obviously fantastic information. I do want to, you know, kind of get back to, you know, the current time right now with how to best prepare for what may maybe continue, right? Obviously, we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown, lots of uncertainty if this were to continue. And again, I think it's I think we're going to move right past it here not too long. But let's say it continues. What do buyers and sellers kind of need to look out for in maybe a changing market?
Yeah, so I think as the market changes, you know, possibly, I think one as a buyer, I'd maybe talk to a lender and just kind of anticipate where rates are going to go. If as a seller, if you're looking at putting your house on the market, you know, we have some kind of quick tips for possibly you're not ready to list. But we can give you some tips for getting your house ready to go if you want to hang tight for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's a great point. So what are some of those things that, hey, I'm not ready to list right now.
Right.
You know, maybe we're waiting for school to end. Let's be honest, the market is still really good right now.
It's very good.
You know, I don't mean to paint it in a dark light because it's still very good. But maybe you're not ready to list right now. What are some of those things you can begin preparing to do? If you're a buyer who's looking, you know, 4 or 5 months out, what can those buyers begin to look for?
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what kind of where we're at too. I think that's why it's a little bit slow right now, because buyers just aren't quite ready to pull the trigger.
Gotcha.
You know, school's not out yet and people aren't ready to buy a home to put their kids in school yet. So if you're a seller thinking of putting your home on the market, maybe in a couple months, I would just start, you know, going back to what we do to stage. Start looking at your home in the eyes of a buyer and start decluttering it, kind of taking out anything that's not necessary.
Describe declutter. Yeah.
Sure, that's pretty vague. When we are decluttering a home, a lot of people would say that we strip it down pretty bare bones. I would take out anything that's really not necessary. You know, if you have kids, maybe kind of with toys, consolidate all their toys into a bin that you could kind of pull out quick for showings, even though you're not ready for showings yet. But just get your mindset kind of moving in that direction. Any personal pictures that you have, you want to kind of start taking those down. When we go through staging, what we do is we will remove all your personal pictures, then we'll bring in mirrors so that the buyer can physically picture themselves in your home.
That's a cool tip.
Okay. You know, Jackie touched on paint. So kind of look at if you've done any creative or personal rooms with paint. Maybe think about slowly converting those rooms to a nice neutral paint color. Gray is really popular right now, so agreeable gray is a color that we recommend. However, if you have a lot of warm tones in your house, accessible beige is a color that we really recommend. So you don't want to do gray if you've got beige.
Warm tones being the cherries and
yes.
more the wood finishes.
Yep. Yeah? So maybe start looking at those. You know, just kind of start clearing stuff out and just make it very neutral.
I was looking at a house a few years ago to purchase one myself, and in the living room was a huge, like 3D, gold plated, bare-breasted woman. Is that something that you would want to kind of declutter? Because it was awkward.
We have removed
it. It was super awkward.
Yeah. So here's the goal when you're going for it.
That's definitely on the staging report to be removed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would say remove.
Yeah.
You want to hit the biggest pool of buyers is what you're going for.
Right.
So I'll let you go for that one.
And like we were talking, something so simple, just clean the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Clean it. Just a simple, you know, clean, make it look pretty,
spring
make people
clean.
Feel like it hasn't been completely lived in. Also, curb appeal. That's easy.
Yeah.
Add some flowers, take out whatever has not made it through the season, mm-hmm. because the first pictures that we're putting on are going to be the ones to grab your attention.
First impression
it is so huge, and it's so easy to add, you know, to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or even Costco to go buy some, you know, some spring flowers,
mm-hmm.
you know,
doormat.
You can dig a little hole with your hand, you know, one scoop of dirt and, you know, drop them in there.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can't afford certain things that maybe we have suggested, we're going to come in. We know where the photographer is going to be, you know, kind of set up. We're going to make your space nice and open. We'll rearrange some furniture. We'll take out some items that might be distracting on photos. And so it's not always about just putting money in. We can adjust it to make it a great...
Yeah. One of the other things you could think about doing, too, is we sometimes will recommend home warranties for our sellers. So, you know, if you're not sure, really, if you're going to list or not, you could think about purchasing a home warranty for your home now. Even they generally run about $450. The market's a little unsure right now, right? And so it could cover you now. $450 for the year, you could push it to your buyer when they purchase the home.
So they're transferable?
They're transferable. Once we go under inspections, if we find something. And if you're unsure, you could reach out to us and we can guide you on that because a lot of home warranties will actually cover your HVAC system. So if we go under contract, the buyer pulls inspections and there is something wrong with the HVAC system and you've previously purchased that home warranty, you could have it covered. And so that can save you money there too.
Excellent. So when you have a listing presentation, you're going through the marketing presentation, listing, mm-hmm. you're giving out names of contractors that may be needed to be involved in the process. You're doing the staging setup, you know, how to declutter, what to make rooms look like. You're working with photographers and how to get the best shots to market that home, working on the outside landscape. Is there anything that the Kimberly Majette Group team does not do?
I mean, no. As long as it's ethical.
right now, we'll even wipe down all the door handles for you, showing houses.
We do it all.
Bring
a can of Lysol.
Yeah, we will take care of you from start to finish.
Free case of Clorox.
That is not a bad. I actually brought Lysol into my office the other day and was literally spraying every light switch and every door handle in my office. So,
I mean.
The flu is going around, not just, the whole corona thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, you know, fantastic information. We certainly have worked with all of you for years now, and every client that we have together always raves about all the fantastic job that you do. So obviously, it's a testament to how you do it. We certainly strive for the same thing and making sure that each one of our clients has a fantastic experience. And that's really the number one goal for all of us in the real estate and mortgage industries is to make sure that we educate our clients. And then be able to execute on what their needs are.
Yeah, well, and the feeling's mutual. You have helped a lot of our clients and gotten us to the closing table sometimes when we didn't think it was possible. So we appreciate everything that you've done for us. And
all ethical stuff.
All ethical. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Yes. You know, again, it really comes back to, you know, making sure we're doing our number one job, which is educating the community that, you too can purchase a home. There's fantastic programs and products out there. Rates are fantastic. You know, again, it's just such cheap money right now to have a mortgage and to begin the process of wealth building through real estate. You know, we talk about it often on the show, the statistics, and I know you know these, Kim, the statistics between renters versus homeowners is just substantially large. The net worth of homeowners is drastically larger than renters, and lots of things that correspond with that in terms of just overall wealth building. And certainly, you know, if you look at the markets in general right now, we're having this, you know, huge bear run of, a drop of over 20% in the stock market. You know, you look at the real estate market, if you've got investments in real estate, you know, we're not experiencing that hit.
Right.
I know you're a seasoned real estate investor. I am too. And so I'm very, very happy with my real estate investments right now.
Yeah, it's stable, and I think our market's stable. And you know, I think we're gonna see it slow a little bit, but I think we're gonna bounce right back. And I think everybody just needs to calm down a little bit and stay steady. And I think we're gonna be okay.
I'm certainly all for that. But yeah, like you said earlier, everybody always is gonna need a place to live.
That's right.
You know, and so whether you're, renting and wanting to become a homeowner, or you're a homeowner and looking to maybe purchase some investment properties.
Yep.
The real estate market is and will continue to be a fantastic opportunity to place your funds.
Absolutely.
So, Kim, Jessica, Jackie, it was such a pleasure having all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Anything we didn't cover that y'all want to throw in? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Yeah. You know, we did cover a lot of information. Talked about, you know, the current market, where the trends are going, and you know, I for one am very positive and think we're going to get through this and come out even stronger. You know, if you look at you know, the next few years with the incorporating the trade deals that we've made, you know, tossing out NAFTA, getting the trade agreements with Mexico and Canada, and even, you know, kind of phase one with China, I think it sets up well for that whole domino effect. You know, real estate's kind of will be a recipient of that benefit too. And so I'm very confident on the real estate market, and it's a great time to purchase a home. So if you've got questions, we've got the answers. If you want to buy a home, we certainly can help you out. Give us a call anytime, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We appreciate you tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Antigua K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.